Hiya, I'm Peter Howell, and, 33 years old. My disability is I was born with no legs, and my arms end at the elbow. No one seems to know why, no drugs or any disease involved, but I'm glad to say, with a lot of family support, that disability really hasn't prevented me from doing anything at all. I was born in France. The French authorities couldn't cope with someone with quite a severe disability as myself. So from a very early age, I used to board in England, in Sussex, an establishment that taught me to look after myself, to dress, to do everyday things. And then I was encouraged to swim, having to rely on my upper body to get me around, to remain relatively fit and supple. And swimming is an excellent form of exercise to do that. The water supports your body so it doesn't put your joints under too much strain. This seemed a natural progression to move on to competition. And from the age of 10, I competed in my first race. Got a gold medal in the 50 metres backstroke. One would maybe expect me to have a bit of trouble getting through the water. But in fact, arms and legs can act as dead weights and drag you down. And because of, I have no arms, you know, no legs and short arms, my body, my torso rather acts as a hot air balloon, if you like, and so it keeps me afloat. I use my arms to pull myself through the water. In fact, there was a funny story when I was in Seoul in 1988 for the Paralympics there. I was interviewed by the press, and they were intrigued as to how I swam, and actually thought that I used to swim with my ears. I would have to waggle my head from side to side, and my ears would pull me through the water. It was all I could do to stop laughing, because they were being deadly serious. So it was the first time I represented my country in the Paralympics. I got 4/4. The event in itself was just amazing, the fact that I was asked to represent my country in such a prestigious event. That was in 88. And 92 was, I suppose, my proudest moment, when I achieved 3 swimming gold medals, one in the 50 metres backstroke, one in the 50 freestyle, and one in the 100 freestyle, all with world records. But not only that, Great Britain got silver and bronze in all 3 races as well. So it was a very proud moment for me. That was the 92 Barcelona Paralympics. In the build-up to a big competition like the Paralympics, I would do a couple of hours swimming a day, and exercises and that in the evening as well. That would take a lot of discipline, because I was actually holding down a job, and so I was having to train and hold down a job and do it all, you know, all in one. People quite often see someone of a severe disability as myself and think, crikey, how the heck would I cope? And God forbid they never have to. But the fact is, I was born with my disability, so I've grown up with it. So I live entirely independently. I work, I drive a car. To some people that can look, you know, fairly impressive. But to me, it's my life. That's the way I cope. I'm a very competitive person, I think, anyway. And I found something that I enjoyed, that I got a kick out of. It's a challenge, I suppose. I mean, it's something I get a lot of satisfaction from. I just thought, you know, why should my disability, you know, stop me? And the rest is history, really. I have, over the years, managed to build up quite a collection of medals. In 1991, I was awarded the MBE for services to disability sport. Went up to Buckingham Palace and received it from Her Majesty herself, the Queen.